This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Now, some news of a real economic bummer that maybe isn't so bad after all. One of the more downbeat of economic themes in recent years has been the view that millennials would be the first generation to be worse off than their parents. But recent research actually casts some doubt on that. Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell has been taking a closer look, and he spoke with my colleague David Brancaccio.
I mean, we know millennials have had it tough. We all went through pandemic, but for them, wage stagnation, great recession, unprecedented levels of college student loans to pay back, delays in buying a home. Am I missing anything?
No, those are the main reasons why millennials, they've been called the unluckiest generation and the lost generation. And sure, life might be difficult for parents, you know, job setbacks and career disappointments. The reward for their struggle was the expectation that their children would surpass them when it came to jobs, income, wealth. That is, until the millennial generation came along.
All right. But you have some new research, recent research, that calls this assessment into question.
Yes. And there's a growing, almost cottage industry of economic studies that are challenging this intergenerational gloom. And the latest, it really grabbed my attention. It's by two economists, and it's titled, "Has Intergenerational Progress Stalled? Income Growth Over Five Generations of Americans." And what I like about their research is both its historic scope and their broad measure of income.
And these researchers have some upbeat findings about intergenerational progress.
Absolutely. So they focus on the years 1963 to 2022, and they're looking at the 36 to 40-year-old age group. And each generation, David, was better off than the previous ones, including millennials. For example, by their calculations, millennials had a median household income in their late 30s that was 18% higher than the previous generation at the same age. That said, their study says that progress for millennials and Gen Xers was noticeably slower than for earlier generations.
Well, how come?
The main reason? Fewer hours worked. And this mostly reflects the flattening in women's labor force participation rate that started at the turn of the millennium. So, of course, I read that. I don't know about you, David, but I couldn't help thinking, well, maybe the quality of life has gone up with fewer hours on the job. At least maybe that's something to consider.
Yeah, it depends what you measure. And what we see in there, more stocks, less homes?
Yes, a real shift in the origins of generational wealth. So you're absolutely right. You know, millennials, they don't have high rates of home ownership compared to the previous generation. But boy, they own a lot more stocks in the era of the 401k and similar retirement savings plans. Second, the economist data suggests that intergenerational gains are picking up. Now, the slowdown may well reverse itself in coming years.
Marketplace's senior economics contributor Chris Farrell in St. Paul. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, David.